हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः अथ साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः सो इन् दिस् सेकेण्ड् चाप्टर् द टैटल् साङ्ख्ययोगः We are seeing the third important portion of the chapter where Bhagavan Krishna talks about the wise person, a jnani, sitapragya, sitapragya lakshanam. We come towards the end, actually, 268th verse. We will come there and we are seeing, In 67th and 66th verses, Bhagavan Krishna makes it very clear how important it is to have mastery over one's sense organs and mind. Otherwise, even your person is given to the study of the Shastram, even after Shravanam, even after having the Jnanam, It may not be possible for one to assimilate, ascertain the knowledge. Thereby, it may not be possible for one to enjoy the benefit of jnanam due to the lack of adequate preparedness. So one must have this contemplative mental disposition of the mind. The contemplative disposition implies having pure and steady mind. When having steady mind implies having dispassion, vairagyam. Vairagyam, I explained to you how important it is to have vairagyam. And then vairagyam also, you know, this detachment and dispassion, two things I said. Vivekaha is possible if a person is adequately pure. What is permanent will become more attractive for us than anything impermanent. Because we understand the permanent being the source of permanent happiness. It is the understanding of the absolute being the absolute source of absolute happiness can help us grow out of desire for anything time-bound. That is how naturally one has to grow out of desire for time-bound things. Then there is dispassion. The dispassion will become help one have also detachment. Detachment means one will be absolutely independent of everything else in the world, artha, kama, dharmas, for one's happiness and security. One's dependence will be only on jnanam for one's happiness and security. It is the dependence upon one's own self for security and happiness will bless a person have the focused distraction free attention, detachment and dispassion, which is possible only if a person has viveka. That is why one has to really live strictly a life of dharma. So living a life of karma yoga will enable a person have adequate intellectual sharpness, that one can have viveka, as a result of which one can have vairagyam. Vairagyam will help a person have, when dispassion will help a person have detachment. That's why detachment, dispassion is not something ordinary things, is purely born out of understanding, born out of cognitive process. Then it is possible for one to shift one's attention from the world of objects. That is why it was emphasized in the 67th and 6th verses. Now, because every day I do karika, the word karika comes to my mind. Okay. Now, the 68th verse we saw already, and the jnani sthita pragya is the person whose pragya is pratishthita, whose pragya is, whose knowledge is firm, doubt-free, ascertained, because effortlessly his mind, his attention has been taken away from the sense objects. Does not need to do any effort. Effortlessly, attention becomes taken away from the sense objects. Nigrihitani. Because sense organs are also taken away from the sense objects. Attention is taken away from the sense objects because in the jnani's vision, there is no real object. Why should he pay attention to something which is not really there? Which is mithya. Which is non-substantial. Namarupa karma. It's not easy for one to see everything that I experience in the world is only non-substantial form rupa karma. To see the non-substantiality of the amarupa karma, one must see that which alone is the substantial. What is which alone substantial? This Atma, Atma Sarupam. Atma Sarupam being the only truth must become very clear. Which alone is real must be very clear. In having the clear ascertained vision of the Satya Atma, one can see the Namarupa karmas being non-substantial. They're not there really. Therefore, effortlessly attention becomes taken away from the objects, which means it is no more dependent. Even when a jnani is involved in vivahara, in the world of duality, everything is actually, there's no dependence there. In vivahara, he also lives like an ajnani, but there's no, this objectivity. There is free. This what is indriyani indriyarthebhyah nigrihitani sarvashah tasya pragya pratishthita. We have seen this 68th verse already. Clear? So I'm going to go to the 69th verse today. Okay. And Shankara Bhagavatapadaha introduces the 69th verse. Let us read his commentary first. Yaha ayam laukikaha vaidikaha cha vyavaharaha saha. So, laukikaha vyavaharaha, vaidikaha vyavaharaha. So, transactions. Transaction is vivahara. So worldly transaction or sacred activities, sacred paramas or rituals, etc. Vaidikaha laukikaha vivaharaha saha utpanna viveka jnanasya. See, it's a beautiful word for a jnani. Utpanna viveka jnanaha. Viveka jnanam utpannam yasya saha utpanna viveka jnanaha. Nice compound. Utpannam viveka jnanam yasya saha utpanna viveka jnanaha. The person in whose mind the discriminative knowledge of what is real, what is not real, what is satyam, what is mithya, what is atma or anatma, has risen. Okay, he is utpanna viveka jnanah, the person of this clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of atma and anatma, this clear understanding of atma and anatma. He is utpanna viveka jnanah. Who is he? Who is the one who can have utpanna viveka jnanam? Who is the one who is utpanna viveka jnanah? The person of discriminative understanding of atma and anatma. Sthita pragyaha, the person of ascertained vision. So utpanna viveka jnanah is a sthita pragyaha. Now why I'm so emphatically saying all these words? Because Shankara Bhagavatpada's every word is tremendously expressive words. If it goes in, the vision will can't miss it. Sometimes. Because Puja Samji used to do that. That's why I'm doing it. Anyway, sometimes. Utpanna viveka jnanasya sthita pragyasya. He is sthita pragyaha. The person of unshakable firm knowledge of the truth, knowledge of the self. The person of unshakable, firm knowledge of the truth, obtaining as one's own self, is sthita pragyaha. Person, avidya nivruttau nivartate. Avidya nivruttau nivartate. See what he says. For such a jnani, for such a person who has very clear discriminative understanding of what is atma, what is anatma, what is real and what is mithya. For such a person, avidya nivruttau nivartate. When the ignorance is resolved, ignorance goes away. Avidya nivruttau, when the ignorance is resolved, What also goes away? Avidya karyatvat. Avidya karyam. The whole universe. When you say the whole universe, the entire objective universe, in duality, subject-object division, the world of duality, the world of duality involving the knower known division. You can say knower known knowledge division. The world of duality, the world of plurality involving the knower known knowledge triputi bheda division. That word for him, no, also this is not there. Nivartate. In his vision, see, if you go and see the ocean, if you see the water, you can see only the water. Even though in spite of seeing the wave ocean division, still you can see the divisions being not there because you see the water. In spite of seeing the divisions, you can say the divisions are not there. It's only water you can see. In the same way, if you do not see the water, then the divisions alone will be seen very clear. Isn't it? Division will be very prominent, very real for you. In the same way, is it a gross example I'm telling you here? In the wake of the knowledge of the all pervasive reality obtaining as one's own surupam, when a person sees abstract, formless reality, consciousness as the only truth of everything as which he has added as one's own surupam, then he can see how this. The world of objects, the world of duality, the world of divisions, the knower known division, knower known divisions, all of them being not there. There's no knower other than consciousness. I say, explain to you in my Mandukya class also. There's no knowledge other than consciousness. There's no known other than consciousness, isn't it? So, they're all pervaded by consciousness only. You say pervaded, what I mean is there is no distance, there's no division. There's no knower experience other than consciousness. There's no knower experience other than knowledge other than consciousness. There's no known other than the consciousness. And this is how a person sees when the ignorance resolves, avidya nivruttau, the world of duality also resolves. Resolves means what? He cannot see it as something which exists other than. You see the water, there's no wave or ocean other than the water. You see, experience the wave or ocean, but still you know it's nothing but water. In the same way, the universe also will not be there. How long can you see the world of duality as real? As long as ignorance is there. That's why the whole world is said to be what? Avidya karyam. The entire world has the status of being the product of ignorance. Avidya karyatvam asti jagataha. Jagat has the status of being the product of ignorance. As long as ignorance is, fight duality will be real, plurality will be real, divisions will be real. Once you have the jnanam, when you see the world in the light of knowledge, you see they're all mithya. They're all not really there. They're as though there. That's what he says. For sthita prajnaha, who is utpanna viveka jnanaha, for him, when the ignorance is resolved, the universe also resolves. Avidya karyatvata nivartate. Vivaharaha nivartate. The problem is, the world, vivaharaha nivartate. Laukikaha vivaharaha nivartate. Vaidikaha vivaharaha nivartate. All transactions of a wise person also resolve, go away. But no more doership, no more enjoyership for him. There's no kartrutvam, there's no bhoktrutvam for him. So kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam being not there. In his vision, there's no doer, there's no knower. There's no enjoy other than the Atma, Brahma. Therefore, vyavaharaha also goes. The vyavahara goes, transactions go. Go means, how long is the vyavahara? Any laukika vyavahara, laukika vyavaharaha or vedika vyavahara is possible as long as the one person entertains the notion, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. For him, I has already been resolved in consciousness. Aham Brahmasmi, that jnanam is there. I've been shifted from the mind. Therefore, he is no more the doer. Shifted from the intellect, no more the doer. There's no more enjoyer. For him, enjoyer is consciousness, knower is consciousness, doer is consciousness. Brahma, Atma. Brahman is not anything. The absolute reality implied by the term Atma is not the doer, not the enjoyer, not the knower. But there's no knower, doer, enjoyer other than the Atma. For him, everything is Brahma, everything is Atma. And that Aham Brahma, I has been resolved. Therefore, he is free from all wrong notions about the self. Therefore, for him, no more vivaharaha. So Shankaracharya introduces here, Yahayam laukikaha vivaharaha, vaidikaha vivaharaha cha na nivartate, that vivahara goes away, transactions resolve. Why? Avidya karyatvat, all transactions, all activities are products of ignorance. Just as world of duality has a status of being the product of ignorance, all activities also are caused by ignorance only. Any action is a mundane or sacred, religious or secret or sacred. Any activity is what? Avidya karyam. It's a product of ignorance. Any activity, when I say physical, moral, mental activities, any action is a product of ajnanam. That is why we always say what? Even manasam karma, purely a manasam karma also is ignorance friendly. That is why no meditation can remove the ignorance. Why? It's a product of ignorance. So any activity, including meditation, happens to be the product of ignorance, cannot remove ignorance. But now, it is knowledge which alone can remove ignorance. When a person is given to the discipline of Shravanam, repeated Shravanam, repeated Shravanam, repeated Shravanam, which becomes Mananam, which becomes gradually Nididhyasanam also, then in due course of time, as a result of Nididhyasanam, when the ignorance resolves for good, when a person has clearly ascertained vision, then avidya karyatvatu, as any vyavahara, laukika vyavahara, vaidika vyavahara happens to be the product of ignorance, when ignorance goes, vyavahara also goes. That means ajnani has no more punyam papam. Even if he performs any activities, all his vaidika vivahara or laukika vivahara becomes a falsified vivahara, non-binding vivahara. He has no more punya papam. Avidya karyatvati. What avidya karyam? Laukika vaidika vivaharas. Avidya nivruttau nivartate. Okay. Avidyayaha cha vidya virodhat nivrittihi. Why it goes away? Because knowledge and ignorance cannot coexist. Avidyayaha vidya virodhat. Because ignorance is opposed to knowledge. Knowledge is opposed to ignorance. Therefore, when ignorance goes, ignorance caused activities, vivahara, transactions cannot be there. When there is knowledge, what is knowledge friendly? What is ignorance friendly? Ignorance friendly vivaharas go away along with ignorance when knowledge takes place. Iti avidyayaha vidya virodhate avidya nivruttau vivahara nivruttihi. Iti yetam artam sputi kurvan aha. And this meaning alone is clarified here. Sputi karoti means clarifies. Sputi karoti clarifies. So Bhagavan clarifying this meaning, yetam artam sputi kurvan, clarifying this specific meaning that all transactions of a wise person resolve in the wake of the ascertained vision of the reality obtaining as one's own self, because these transactions being products of ignorance, when ignorance goes, they also resolve. When in the presence of knowledge, they cannot be there. So clarifying this, Bhagavan presents the following verse. This is going to be clarified. Okay. Etam artam sputi kurvan Bhagavan aha. Okay. So how do you understand? Ayam laukikaha vaidikaha cha vyavaharaha. Yaha asti saha utpanna viveka jnanasya chita prajnasya avidya nivruttau avidya karyatvat nivartate avidyayaha cha vidya virodhat nivruttihi iti yetam artam putra agami shloke. And if the following verse, Bhagavan clarifies. So clarifying this truth, this fact, Bhagavan presents the following verse, 69th verse. Navashashtitamaha shlokaha. Yanisha sarva bhutanam tasyanjagarti sayami. Yanisha sarva bhutanam tasyanjagarti sayami. Yasyan jagrati bhutani sanisha pasyato munehe. Yasyan jagrati bhutani sanisha pasyato munehe. Yanisha sarva bhutanam tasyan jagrati sayami. Yasyan jagrati bhutani sanisha pasyato munehe. So sarva bhutanam ya nisha tasyam sanyami jagrati. Okay, so here jagrati means what? Keeps awake, wide awake, does not sleep, means he sees. Okay. Who is wide awake? Sanyami. Kaha jagrati? Sanyami jagrati. Sanyami means what? Yasya sanyamaha asti saha sanyami. Sanyamaha means mastery. Sanyamaha means mastery. Yamaha itself means mastery. Restraint. But sanyamaha means the one who has absolute mastery over one's mind and sense organs is a sanyami. Only a jnani can be a real sanyami. Until jnanam, one can have relative mastery. Only in jnanam, one can have absolute mastery. The person who becomes free from the hold of mind and sense organs, especially mind, is no, that's why he's called Munihi also. The word Munihi has beautiful meaning. Anyway, we'll come to the point later on. So, Sanyami means the one who has absolute mastery over one's mind and sense organs. As a result of his clear doubt vision of the truth, he is Sanyami. Sanyami, he is awake. When? Tasyam. Where? Kutra jagrati, katham jagrati. Okay. Tasyam. Tasyam means what? In that. In which? Yanisha sarvabhutanam. So, jnani who has absolute mastery over his mind and sense organs is wide awake, keeps awake in that which is night, that which is darkness, that which is night, for all the beings. Sarva bhutanam ya nisha tasyam sanyami jagrati. Okay. So tasyam means here this we have to understand very clearly. Since this nisha, darkness stands for ignorance. The entire world of duality being a product of ignorance. The whole universe is looked upon as, the duality is looked upon as ignorance. And ignorance is meant by the word here, darkness. Means all other beings do not see. All other beings do not see. And they see only darkness. Seeing the darkness means what? Seeing the darkness. So being away, seeing, not seeing, is seeing. So here, sarabhutanam ya nisha. All beings do not see the non-dual reality. Non-duality of the reality. non-dual reality is not seen, is not known for ignorant people. Therefore, sarva-bhutanam means all the beings who do not have the clear, doubt-free, who do not have any vision at all of non-dual reality, Ajnani sees. What Ajnani sees, other people, other beings do not see. Sayami Jagarti means a wise person sees. Sees what? Absolute reality. The non-duality of the reality. Advaitam is satyam for a wise person, and he sees this non-dual reality. He has a clear vision of the truth. Whereas other people do not see the non-duality of the reality. Not seeing, not having the vision of non-duality or non-duality of the reality is meant by the word darkness here. Not seeing the truth, not knowing the fact is meant by the word darkness here. Therefore, all other beings are ignorant. Therefore, they're said to have darkness. So what is darkness? What is unknown for other beings is like a day, clear vision for a wise person. Therefore, he said, he keeps awake in that which is darkness for all other beings. What a wise person sees, other ignorant people do not see. That's the meaning of the sentence, first sentence. Sarva bhutanam ya nisha tasyam jagrati sanyami means a wise person clearly sees the fact of non-duality of the reality. The wise person has a clear vision of the non-dual reality. All other people are ignorant of the truth, ignorant of the reality, ignorance of the fact, ignorant of the non-duality of the reality. They do not see. Yasyam jagrati bhutani, that in which all other beings are awake, sa pashyataha munehe nisha. So that in which all beings are awake, that is darkness for the sage who sees the truth. What does the second sentence say? That which is real for all the people see. Yasyam jagrati bhutani. All other ignorant beings, all the ignorant people, see duality as the reality. So, all other beings seeing the duality as the reality is what? Being awake to the world of duality. Being awake in ignorance. Okay. So, yasyam jagrati bhutani. Jagrati means ignorant people see the duality, the product of ignorance, as the reality. Sa pashyataha munehe nisha. A wise person does not see the duality. That is, darkness means what? What is real, the duality which is real for ignorant people does not exist for a wise person. He does not see the duality. Why? The person who sees everything in the light of the oneness of reality, the non-duality of the reality, For him, there's no real world of duality. Therefore, he does not see the world of duality. He sees only the non-dual reality. Therefore, for him, he wise person does not see the duality. Therefore, it is darkness for him. Again, people see the duality as the reality. Okay. And they do not see the non-duality which a wise person sees. Therefore, it is darkness for them. What is seen by a jnani is darkness for ignorant people. What is darkness for ignorant people is wise person's the vision. And what ignorant people see as reality is darkness, because the wise person does not see that. It's a very beautiful verse. Yasyam bhutani jagrati sa pashyataha munehe nisha. Okay. So we should not think wise people sleep when other people are awake, other people sleep when wise person is awake. That's not the meaning here. Very, very careful we have to understand this meaning. Therefore, that is why already Shankar Bhagavatpada introduces laukikaha vivaharaha, vaidika vivaharaha, everything goes away means what? For him, in jnani's vision, duality is mithya. Duality does not really exist for him. Duality is as though, even though jnani is experiencing duality, still he is very clear the world of duality is as though. It is only a setup caused by Maya. It is not really there for him. What is there is absolutely only non-dual reality, consciousness. Ignorant people do not know what is absolute reality. Therefore, they only perceive the world of duality as the reality. So what is real for a jnani is mithya for a jnani. What is mithya for a jnani is real for a jnani. And what is real for a jnani, the duality, mithya duality, which is real for a jnani, does not exist for a jnani. That is what is meant by this verse. Sarvabhutanam ya nisha tasyam sanyami jagrati. They are totally ignorant of the oneness of reality. Being ignorant alone is being said to be meant by the word darkness with reference to ajnanis. Whereas we say the darkness, what wise people, ignorant people see, that is darkness for a wise person means what? It doesn't exist for a wise person. He does not see it. So seeing is said to be being awake. Not seeing is meant by the word darkness. What a wise person sees, ajnanis do not see. What ajnanis see, wise person does not see. Okay. Let us see the Bhashyam here now. Ya Nisha. Ya Nisha. Sarvabhutanam. Ratrihi. Nisha is Ratrihi. What is Ratrihi? Sarva padarthanam avivekakari tamaha. Very nice. Sarva padarthanam avivekakari tamaha. This darkness, what does it do? It covers all the objects. In the night time, what happens? all the objects become covered by darkness. All the objects become undifferentiated. We cannot discern and know which is what. In a room of darkness, you cannot see which is television, which is chair, which is table. You will not be able to know, because all the opaque things remain covered in darkness. In the same way, the tamaha, sarapadarthanam avivekakari, vivekam na karoti. But we don't know. It is not possible to discern, differentiate the objects in darkness. Darkness is said to be sarvapadarthanam avivekakari tamaha. Avivekakari ratrihi. I should say tamaha. Ratrihi. Nisha means darkness. Darkness means night. What is night here? Sarvapadarthanam avivekakari tamaha swabhavatvat. Why does it do? This darkness of ignorance also, avivekakari, just as the darkness of night, covers all the objects and it makes it undifferentiated. In the same way, darkness of ignorance also, covers the truth. Thereby, we cannot differentiate what is real, what is not real. Why? Subhavatvat sarvesham bhutanam. So, that is the nature. That is the nature, subhava. Why does it cover? Why everything becomes undifferentiated in darkness? That is the nature of the darkness. So, bhavatvat. Kim tat? Sarve, sarva bhutanam is equal to what? Sarvesham bhutanam. Tamas svabhavatvat. Again, tamas svabhavatvat. As all the beings, ya nisha ratrihi sarapadarthanam avivekakari. So then, as this darkness has the nature of covering everything, undifferentiating everything, one cannot see in the darkness. So, like this, so all beings do not see in darkness of ignorance. What they do not see, kim tate, what they do not see, all ignorant beings do not see, because their ignorance, the truth is covered by their ignorance, veiled by their ignorance. Paramartha tattvam. So, paramartha tattvam, the absolute reality, they do not see. Sita prajnasya vishayaha. What is seen very clearly by a wise person is the prajna, absolute reality, that remains covered by the darkness of ignorance. What ajnan is? He says, yatha naktan charanam ahahayeva sat anyesham nishabhavati tadvat naktan charas naktancharasthaniyanam ajnanam sarvabhutanam nisha iva nisha paramartha tattvam agocharatvat atad buddhinam. Okay, what he says, naktancharaha means night wanderer. It's called naktancharaha. nishacharaha. Rakshasar are said to be naktancharaha, nishacharaha. But some animals can see only in the night, like owl, etc. So naktancharaha, one meaning is what? Night wanderers means demons, nishacharaha. But here we're talking about animals. Animals which can see in the night. I don't know which other animal, especially we all know owl can see only in the night. Therefore, naktancharanam ahaha eva sati. So he says, that which is day for the animals like, you know, owl, that which is day for the animals like what? Ahaha eva sati. Anyesham nisha bhavati. For other creatures, other beings, it becomes night. So that which is night for other beings, darkness for other beings, is a day for naktancharaha. Tadvat, in the same way, naktancharas thaniyanam ajnanam. The ignorant people who take the place of the night wanderers, okay? I mean, who are like these animals. All etc. Naktancharasthaniyanam ajnanam sarabhutanam. All these ignorant people who are like the naktanchara beings, for them also, nisha iva nisha paramartha tattvam. The absolute reality is like darkness for them because they do not see. Why? Agocharatvat. Because it is not available for their knowledge. Agocharatvat atad buddhinam. Atad buddhayaha means what? People who have the vision of knowledge are tad buddhayaha. These ignorant people who do not have the knowledge of the reality, thereby who only see the world of duality as the reality. For them, absolute reality is like what? The darkness. They do not see. Tasyam paramartha tattva lakshanayam ajnanidrayaha prabuddha sanyami jagarti. Whereas here the sanyami, the person who has the wise person, ajnani, prabuddha, has woken up. He is awake. Prabuddha has woken up. Jagarti, he is awake. Because he has woken up from what? From the sleep of ignorance. Ajnani is awake because he has woken up from ajnana nidra, sleep of ignorance. In the form of what? Ignorance of the absolute reality. Paramartha tattva lakshanayam jagarti. He is awake to the reality, has woken up from the sleep of ignorance of the reality. Therefore, he is awake to the reality. Paramartha tattva lakshanayam tasyam prabuddh jagrati. Ajnana nidrayaha prabuddha. So having woken up from sleep of ignorance, now he is awake. In that vision of non-dual reality, absolute reality. Who is this? Sanyami. Sanyami means what? Sanyamavan. Jitendriyaha. Yogi. Beautiful. Shagat Bhagavad Pada gives different words here. Sanyami is equal to Sanyamavan. The person of Sanyamaha. The person who has mastery over the mind and sense organs is Sanyamavan. Like Buddhiman, Gadhanavan, Gunavan, Sanyamavan. Then Jitendriyaha. Who is Sanyamavan? Jitani Indriyani Yena. So Jitendriyaha. He is Yogi. So Yogi, Jitendriyaha, Sanyamavan, Sanyami. All these words are synonyms in this context. इत्यर्थः तस्याम् ओके यस्याम् ग्राह्यग्राहकभेदलक्षणायाम् अविद्यानिशायाम् प्रसुप्तानि एव भूतानि. See, all other ignorant beings, ignorant people, prasuptani, they are asleep, they are very fast asleep, not simply suptani, prasuptani, they are fast asleep, when? In the night of ignorance, the darkness of ignorance. Bhutani, prasuptani eva, they are fast asleep in the darkness of ignorance. In the characterized by what? Grahya grahaka beta lakshanayam. They are fast asleep, the darkness of ignorance of the world of nowhere known duality. Grahya grahaka beta means what? Nowhere grahya known grahaka nowhere. Grahya grahaka beta lakshana. Avidya. Ignorance is in the form of the world of duality fraught with nowhere known division, difference. Grahya grahaka bheda lakshanayam avidya nishayam prasuptani eva bhutani jagrati iti uchyate. So, all the beings are said to be awake. Where? Awake to that world of duality. World of being fast asleep in the darkness of ignorance. They're awake to the world of duality involving nowhere known division. Yasyam nishayam prasuptaha iva svapnadrishaha sa nisha avidyarupatvat paramatta tattvam pashyataha munehe. In such darkness of ignorance, in that world of duality, the product of ignorance, in that, prasuptaha iva, prasupta iva, svapnadrishaha, sa nisha, avidyarupatvat, as the world of duality is the product of ignorance. Avidya rupam means what? The whole world of duality is avidya rupam. Avidya rupam means what? Product of ignorance. Therefore, paramartha tattvam pashyataha munehe, for a wise person who sees very clearly the absolute reality, for him, sa nisha, that is darkness. I mean, he does not see that. He does not see the duality. In that, he is as though asleep. Because it is like a dream for him. How? Please, svapnadrishaha. He sees it like a dream. What is meant here is how the world of duality experienced in dream is real only for the person who is in dream. Once he wakes up from sleep, from the standpoint of waker, the dream is not real. Dream is dream. Mithya. In the same way, the person who has woken up from the sleep of ignorance of the reality and who's awake to the reality, for him, this world of duality experienced in the waking state also is like a dream. The only difference is what? The person in dream cannot see the dream being the dream. Has to wake up. Only as a waker, he can see, understand the dream being not real. In the same way, a jnani, now who is experiencing this world of duality, still experiencing the world of duality, but still now he is awake to the vision of awake, has the vision of non-dual reality. Therefore, from the standpoint of his vision of non-dual reality, in spite of experiencing the world of duality, he can say this mithya, it doesn't exist for him, really. It's as though for him. Because paramartha tattvam pashyataha munehe sa nisha avidya rupatvat. As is only product of ignorance, and he doesn't exist for it. It goes along with the ignorance for a jnani. In the wake of knowledge of the truth, ignorance goes along with ignorance. The world of duality also resolves as mithya for him. How to understand it very clearly? For it. I go to the next step. Let me make it very clear. See, this example given, when Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary has to be explained further, in the wake of the knowledge of the rope being a rope, the false appearance of the snake disappears without doing anything. As long as a person is ignorant of the rope being the rope, that we have to take the rope snake example. As long as a person is ignorant of the rope being the rope, as long as the rope ignorance is there, there's a possibility of erroneous perception of the snake in the place of the very rope. Okay, so ajnanis are like the people who sees the, for them, the rope jnanam is not there. Though they see the, they take the erroneously perceived snake as the reality. Whereas the person who has the clear understanding of what is his rope, for him, there is no snake. So what a person who sees the rope does not see the snake. Therefore, for him, snake is like darkness. The person who does not see the rope, the gun person who does not see the rope, for him, no, the rope is darkness. The rope is nisha, darkness, for the person who sees the snake. Snake is darkness, does not see darkness for the person who sees the rope. The person who sees the rope, for him, the false, the apparent snake is darkness. The person who sees the apparent snake to be real snake, for him, rope is darkness. Okay, he does not see. That's what is meant here. In the same way, the jnani who sees the truth was woken up from darkness of ignorance. For him, the world of duality is not there. He does not see it. Not seeing the world of duality is meant by the word darkness. That is darkness for a jnani. He's asleep. That he said to be asleep towards that. Whereas The Advaita Darshanam, the vision of non-dual reality, which a jnani has. Ajnanis do not see, which is darkness for ajnanis. They said be asleep towards that jnanam. So, all other beings are asleep. And being asleep, they are seeing, they are enjoying what is world of duality, which is really dream for them. Real dream for them. The real world. So what is seeing the dream to be real? Again, people see the world of duality, as the real world of duality, to be real world. Remaining in sleep of ignorance, they see this dream to be real. The wise person who has woken up from sleep of ignorance and who sees his world of duality to be, is as good as dream. Ataha karmani avidya avasthayam eva chodyante. Are you all following? Okay. Ataha, therefore, avidyavasthayam eva karmani chodyante. Now all the activities, all the actions, all of them are all prescribed only in the state of being ignorant. Avidya avasthayam eva karmani chodyante na vidya avasthayam. So when are all these rituals, all these meditations, all these practices, all these disciplines, all the mundane activities, all of them are emphasized and prescribed only as long as a person remains ignorant? They have to be done. Vidya avasthayam, okay, when the person awake, when he is blessed with the vision of non-dual reality, vidyayam hi satyam udite savitari. Savitra shabda, rukaranta shabda, in locative case is what? Savitari. When the sun has risen, Savitari Udite. Rikaranta Pullinga Shabda, Savitru Shabda. Locative case Savitari. Savitari. Savitari Udite. When the sun has risen, when there is knowledge of the absolute reality, Sharvaram iva tamaha pranasham upagachyati avidya. Sharvaram iva tamaha pranasham upagachyati avidya. What he says, vidyayam hi udite satyam savitari. Sharvaram is another word for nisha, darkness. Sharvaram is equal to nisha. The new word he is using, Shankara Bhagavatpada. Nisha means sharvaram. Sharvaram means nisha, darkness. Savitari udite. When the sun rises, the darkness disappears. Pranasham upagachyati. Darkness totally resolves, disappears. In the same way, in the wake of the knowledge, avidya pranasham upagachyati. Simple. When sun rises, darkness goes away. In the same way, when the knowledge rises, ignorance disappears. Udite savitari sharvaram iva. Vidyayam satyam avidya pranasham upagacchati. Got it? Okay. Prag vidya means what he makes very clear. Knowledge and ignorance, they're opposed to. They're opposite attributes. So they can't coexist. Where there is ajnanam, there's no jnanam. Where there's jnanam, ajnanam cannot be there. Once ignorance goes, ignorance caused everything also results. That's why it is said, karmani avidya avasthayam eva chodyante. Na vidya avasthayam. Na vidya avasthayam karmani chodyante. Prag vidya utpattehe, vidyotpattehe prag. Before the rise of knowledge, avidya, pramana buddhya grihyamana. Pramana buddhya grihyamana. When the intellect which is given to the given to the usage of the pramanam, the means of knowledge, the knowledge which has risen as a result of making use of the appropriate pramanam in terms of shastra study, shastra shravanam, pramana buddhya grihyamana kriya karaka phalabheda rupa sati sarva karma hetutvam pratipadyate. See, he says, very beautiful. What does the ignorance, what does the ignorance do? He says, avidya sarva karma hetutvam pratipadyate. Ignorance has the status of being the cause of all activities, all transactions. Sarva karma hetutvam pratipadyate avidya. Ignorance enjoys as the status of being the cause of all activities. How? Kriya karaka phala bheda rupa sati. In the form of all karakas. See, all the karakas are real, are there only as long as ignorance is there. Kriya karaka phalam, kriya karakani are what? Accessories associated with the actions. Or kriya karakani, what are they? Karta, karma, karanam, apadanam, sampradanam, sampradanam, apadanam, then adhikaranam. The six karakas. The six accessories associated with the actions. Subject of action, object of action, instrument of action, purpose of action, beneficiary of action, locus of action. All these are said to be kriya karakani. And all these accessories are different accessories. And then also results of actions. Phala. Phala beda rupa sati. Ignorance alone is in the form of various accessories associated with the action. Ignorance alone is in the form of different results of actions. That remaining in the form of different accessories, different results of actions, ignorance alone has the status of being the cause of all activities, all transactions. When vidya utpattehe prak, before the rise of knowledge, ignorance has this status. So, sarva karma hetutvam avidya pratipadyate uvidya utpattehe prak. Before the rise of the knowledge. See, I am the doer. When you say, that is kartrutvam. I want this result. When you say, that is then you, the karma. object of action. And this is the instrument I am using to get this. And this is the, for this purpose I am doing. And then this is, I am going to be the beneficiary of this action. Somebody is going to benefit, be beneficiary of this action. And this is where this activity is done. That is this difference itself. It's called Karaka Beda. Okay. All the Karaka Bedas are possible only as long as a person has, is ignorant of oneself and has strong identity with the body, mind, and complex. Thereby one isolates oneself from the world and one sees the world of duality to be real and the plurality to be real. The divisions and differences are possible only as long as a person does not have the vision of the non-dual, one secondless non-dual reality. Therefore, that's why it said, but how vidya utpattehe prak eva karmani chodyante avidya avasthayam. Whereas, so pramana buddhi also, pramana buddhi means a person has identity with all the means of knowledge also. Pramana buddhya grihyamana. Pramana buddhya grihyamana, please make a note. See, experiencing the world of objects through one's pramanam, and because of the experience, mistaking the world of objects to be real, that's called pramana buddhya grihyamana. Kriyakaraka palabeda rupasati means pramana buddhi. Pramana buddhi means here taking everything to be real. Think everything. Why everything to be real? Everything is taken to be real because I perceive the world of objects through appropriate means of knowledge. I see, I hear, I smell, I taste. Therefore, pramana buddhi, because I experience through sense organs, they're all very real. Because pramana buddhya grihyamana means, okay, taking everything perceived as real. Okay, taking everything perceived as real, thereby, and then also being, seeing all the divisions also as real, with all divisions also. Now this avidya has the status of being the cause of countless number of activities. Sarvakarma hetum katam pratipadyate. Why? How ignorance impels actions? How the action becomes part of ignorance? Because in ignorance, what is mithya is taken to be real. That's called pramana buddhya grihyamana sati. Everything here perceived, everything is being perceived through pramanams, are mistaken to be real. Because they're perceived, they are experienced, therefore they're taken to be real. And take them to be real, and therefore all, with all these divisions and differences are also real. That is how then ignorance becomes the cause for all activities. Is it clear? Yeah. Na apramana buddhya grihyamanayaha karma hetutva upapattihi. Now, like what does a jnani do? the jnani does perceive the world of objects through the same sense organs, but now he perceives the world of objects through the same sense organs, which serve as means of experience, but still in his mind, buddhi has a clear vision. Therefore, jnani does not perceive the world of duality objects as reality. Apramana buddhya grihyamanayaha karma hetutva upapattihi na. It is not possible, because when the knowledge is there, in the wake of knowledge, when a person operates the pramanams, but he still perceives the world of duality, but still he does not take it to be reality. Apramana buddhihi means perceiving the world of duality as non-reality is apramana buddhihi. Pramana buddhya grahanam means what? Perceiving the world of reality as real reality. So avidya, before the knowledge, before the knowledge rises, when there is ignorance, a person perceives the world of duality as the reality. Thereby, seeing the divisions and differences in the form of accessories associated with the action, and also results of actions, ignorance becomes the cause of the activities. Whereas in the wake of the knowledge, even a wise person perceives the world of duality, he perceives them as non-reality. Apramana buddhya grihyamanayaha. Then what happens for such a person? Ignorance being not there, karma hetutva anupapattihi. So, knowledge does not have the status of being the cause of activities. Knowledge is not the cause of the activities. Ignorance is the cause of the activities. What is that which has the status of being the cause of activities? Ignorance. Avidyayaha karma hetutvam asti, vidyayaha karma hetutvam na upapadyate. It is not possible for the knowledge to have the status of being the cause of the activities, because activities are possible only if a person sees the objects to be real, then the differences are real, divisions are real. In the wake of the jnanam, Karta is Brahma, Karma is Brahma, Karanam is Brahma, Sampradanam is Brahma, Upadanam is Brahma. You know, everything is Brahma for a jnani. There's no division, there's no difference. There is no Karta, subject of action, because subject of action is Brahma. There's no Karma, there's no object of action, which is also Brahma. It's only Brahma. There's no Karanam, which is different from Karta and Karma, because there's only Brahma. There's no purpose of action, because there's only Brahma. Purpose is not there anymore. Sampradhanam, no beneficiary other than Brahma. No locus, which is not Brahma. Adhikaranam, everything is Brahma, means in the clear vision of the absolute reality, all these divisions, differences resolve. So, karta, karma, karanam, phalam, benefit, everything, beneficiary and benefit, result also, everything is Brahma. Therefore, in the wake of the jnana knowledge, when a person does not see divisions and differences, then there's no real world also. Apramana buddhya, nothing is perceived as reality here. Nothing is really there. Then, therefore, no action is impelled. There's no possibility of any action being impelled. Therefore, vidyayaha karma hetatvam nasti. Karma hetatva anupapattihi. There's no possibility on the part of vidya to be the cause of any action. It's very beautiful. So pramana bhutena vedena mama choditam kartavyam karma itihi karmani. Sorry, karmani karta pravartate. See, pramana bhutena vedena mama kartavyam choditam. See, only if a person is ignorant, then karmani karta pravartate. A person involves oneself as a doer in performing anything with the understanding that Veda is the pramanam, and Veda pramanam has ordained this particular thing to be done by me. So I have to do it. Therefore, a person involves oneself in activity, thinking that's karma kartavyam. This specific in this all this duty must be done by me. This ritual must be performed by me, because it has been ordained by the Veda pramanam. Iti karmani karta pravartate. Na avidya matram idam sarvam nisha iva iti. So all this is ignorance only. When everything becomes everything, it's all possible. As long as a person is ignorant, this such even such thinking is possible, such involvement is also possible. When a person sees everything as a duality, anything and everything associated with duality as darkness, he does not see that. How is it possible for him to do karma? Especially with the doership, isn't it? So, it is not possible at all for a jnani to involve himself in any activity with the doership. If at all he does something, it must be for the loka sangraham, that it is his action is falsified, non-binding action. It's very important to understand this. So, very important verse, we'll continue tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.